It's a blood orange saison from Upslope Brewing. It's the drink of the day. It's really good shit. Highly recommended. Oh. I haven't been this comfortable in days. This is going to be a very mellow episode because I'm sitting down, I have my feet propped up, and I have a beer. I'm tired. Very mellow. If you came for shouting and screaming, you're in the wrong place today.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a safe space. You can spread your butt cheeks for Hillary Clinton's cock, because it's coming for you.
Either you are wrong, or I am right.
Don't forget, you are wrong, I'm right, you're stupid. And I don't really care. Because the great thing about democracy is that you people get the government you deserve. Of course, the bad thing about democracy is that I get the government you deserve. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect. Holds it on and destroys stupid motherfucking statist. All around the globe, the borders and the walls and the nationalities and the TSA and the border checkpoints. None of these things can stop the cruise missile of my intellect. Flies too high and too fast. I'm the Great One. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Been on the internet since 1999. Some of you were still pissing in your pants in 1999. Some of you are still pissing in your pants now. Some of you will piss in your pants after listening to this podcast. Dude, stoners, man. I encountered some stoners today. Yeah, I'm fine with marijuana being legal, but goddamn, guys. Stoners. Anyway, over there in the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. I am the Great One. I am the founder. I did this shit 12 years. When this will come out tomorrow, Halloween Day. October 31st, I had to remember what month we were in. I'm going into my really busy season, working in event management and theater technical services. This is the time of the year when, oh man, the work starts fucking flying hard. And I do the long days. The other day I worked from 6 p.m. until I got off at 9:30 a.m., got home, took a shower, got in bed, probably fell asleep at about 11, was up again at 2 and had to go back and do a gig, and then had to leave that gig and go do another gig. And I got to come home and go to sleep. So that's where I am going to be for about the next 6 weeks. The day after you hear this, November the 1st, will be the 12-year anniversary of Stating the Obvious podcast. 12 fucking years. I mean, there's how many marriages haven't lasted 12 fucking years? I've been podcasting for 12 years. That's 2 6-packs. That's 2 6-pack abs. If they're on 2 hot girls with 2 6-pack abs, I would have a 12-pack of abs. That'd be nice. I like girls with, yeah, I like girls. But anyhow, what am I talking about? Hi, Randy, what's up? I'm really mellow today because I'm tired. Oh yeah, 12-year anniversary. There's not going to be anything special. The bad thing about the anniversary for the podcast being in November is because that's when my busy season hits. I don't have time to do all the ideas I have for, oh, I should do this for the anniversary. I should do that for the anniversary. During the summer, I have more free time in the sense that I'm not working as much. But of course, during the summer, that's when it's warm outside. And if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that when the weather is nice, I like being outside doing my biking, doing my trail running, even just sitting outside in the sunshine reading a book. Go downtown, sit on the bench, watch the girls walk by, read a book. Mostly watching the girls walk by, but a little bit of reading the book too. At some point, I'm going to have to get up to hit the button on that computer, aren't I? Oh, excuse me. That's what I was afraid of. You know what? Fuck it. That computer can wait. So let's have a little fireside chat. The fireside chat. If I can learn to fucking talk. Let's have a little fireside chat. And as we're going through this today, we're going to brainstorm together because there is something I need to write down on the website, make it a written thing. And that is why anarcho-capitalists should vote for Donald Trump. Now, first of all, there are going to be many anarcho-capitalists who say that you shouldn't vote because voting is violence. And yes, this is true. And the beautiful thing about being humans is that as humans, we can rationalize anything. And again, this includes me. When I choose not to vote, I rationalize that. And when I choose to vote, I rationalize that. Right? I've talked about this before. People who rape small children, they rationalize it. They don't sit around thinking, I'm a bad person. Right? When Hillary Clinton lies, she rationalizes it. She doesn't think she's a bad person. When she sent all those emails from the insecure server, she doesn't think she did anything, but she rationalizes it. When Bill Clinton gets caught sticking a cigar into a woman's vagina, right, he didn't do anything bad. He rationalizes this. This is what we do as humans. Adolf Hitler rationalized everything he did. Hussein Obama rationalizes killing his grandmother during the first election in order to get sympathy votes. He doesn't sit around and think, oh, I'm a bad person because I killed my grandmother right at the election time so that people would vote for me. He doesn't think that. And I mentioned this on a previous episode I saw the other day on Facebook because I logged in and looked at my Facebook wall because I enjoy having my blood pressure raised, and I like seeing what the truly stupid people on the planet Earth, even, you know, it, I mean, you're on Facebook, even if you're an anarcho-capitalist, if you're on Facebook posting shit, you're an idiot. It's feminist book, guys. Will you just get the fuck off of feminist book and go get a goddamn life? Please, just shut up. Anyway, so I'm looking at the feminist book wall, and there is some anarcho-sissy who had posted something to the effect of, this person I know, and he says he's an anarchist, and he said he's going to vote for Donald Trump, and I had to unfriend him because he just doesn't understand, and just some shit. Fuck you. So the first objection, when I write this up and I put this on the website, I'm going to say, it's going to be called something along the lines of why anarcho-capitalists should vote for Donald Trump. And the first thing that's going to happen is some faggy anarcho-faggot sissies are going to show up and they're going to say, well, you're not supposed to vote. Voting is violence. Okay. Yes. Voting is violence. Shooting another person with a gun is violence. Shooting another person with a gun who has not initiated aggression against you is the initiation of aggression. Shooting another person with your gun who is attempting to shoot you with his gun is self-defense. if you can't understand the difference between aggression, initiating aggression, and self-defense, I don't have time to explain that to you, nor am I stupid enough to possibly explain that in a way that somebody as dumb as you could understand, right? I would need a translator, somebody who can speak English and somebody who can speak retardese, so that I could say it to them and then they could say it to you in retardese. I need to write that down. That's kind of brilliant. Retardese translator. Okay, aggression versus self-defense. Okay, voting is aggression. When other people are voting in order to take away your property and limit your freedom, when you vote in return, when you vote as a response to them voting as a way of taking your life, liberty, and property, that's called voting in self-defense. When I vote, when I have my ballot, it's somewhere around here because I do the mail-in ballot. When I take that ballot and I make that little black mark, oh my God, that's racist. Black mark. When I make that little black mark next to Donald Trump's name, I am going to be committing violence. Despite what you have heard from the anarcho-sissies and the mainstream media, when you kill somebody who is trying to kill you, that does not make you just like them. Right? I love this. You see this in the movies. Well, we can't kill the bad guys. Well, why not? Well, we would be just like them. Again, if you don't understand why killing someone who's trying to kill you does not make you just like them, I need somebody who can translate English to retardees to explain that to you, because my IQ is not low enough to find words that are small enough to explain that concept to somebody as dumb as you. If you come into your house one day, or you come into your mother, well, for those of you millennials, you live at home, same thing. If you go over to your mother's house, and so you go to your mother's house and the door is open, and you walk in the door and you see your mother, and there's three men, and these men, and they're probably black. Oh my God, that's racist. I don't care. They're probably black, and you see these three black men, and they're holding your mother down, and they've ripped her clothes off, and two of them are holding her down, and they have guns pointed at her head, and the third one is raping her in the ass. If you pull out your gun and you shoot all three of them in the head, you're not just like them. You're not. And the media and the movies and Hollywood and the politicians, they can all try to fucking spin this however they want. When you defend yourself from people who are trying to kill you, take your freedom, take your liberty, kill, take the freedom or liberty of the people that you love, that you're friends with, of your family, and you kill those people, you are not just like them. The reason the state tells you that initiating self-defense against people who initiate aggression is because, why are the trains are like 17 fucking times louder here lately? Have you noticed that, Randy? Yes, land whale, we fucking hear you. They're like feminist. What's the difference between a train and a feminist? Nothing. They're both land whales. The train is almost as loud as a land. The train is almost as loud as a feminist. The reason the state wants you to believe that defending yourself from someone who wants to do violence to you makes you just like them is because the state does not want you to defend yourself. I've explained all of this before. The state wants you to be a victim, because if you are a victim, you need the state. You need the state to provide you with what is laughingly called justice. You need the state to provide you with psychological help. You know, you need the state if there is an actual criminal and the criminal is caught, then the criminal goes through the criminal justice system, may go to prison. All of those things create money and opportunities for power for the state. Right? I've explained this before. I'll explain this in the future. If you don't need the state doesn't need you. And the people who need the state are people who are victims. People who are not victims don't really need the state. So the state wants you to be a victim. The state does not want you to defend yourself from violence. The state wants you to be a victim of violence so that you will need the state. And that's why you hear this bullshit about how if you kill the person who's trying to kill you, you're just like them. And you're not. You're not. So when you vote in self-defense, when you vote against any measure that's going to raise taxes, I will differentiate. I completely agree with this. Some people will make this differentiation. Some people will not. I believe there's a difference between voting for people and voting on whatever they may be called where you are, like amendments or ballot actions or whatever, right? So like when you've got this thing, do you vote for or against a 2% sales tax to go to public schools? You can very safely vote against that. That is definitely self-defense, right? When you're voting against a law that is going to limit your freedom, that is voting in self-defense. Now, voting for a politician, there's people, I'm not voting for this, I'm voting against this other politician. See, when you get into voting for people, it becomes a lot shittier. Because you can't, but that's the thing. If you have an opportunity to vote for or against a law, you can vote against the law. But when you have, say, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you say, well, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because I'm against Donald Trump. The problem is, and this is one of the thousands of flaws in democracy, which is a fucking joke, and the voting system, I've talked about this before, if our voting system was actually worth a shit, there would be an additional checkbox on there that says none of the above. Because the thing is, from the perspective of the voting, and again, for the purpose of today, we're pretending that your votes actually count. We know that Hillary Clinton's going to win because it doesn't matter about the voting. The voting doesn't determine the president. The president of the United States is chosen by the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the corporations, right? I mean, the voting has nothing to do. This is how I know that Hillary Clinton's going to win. Hillary Clinton will better serve the interest of the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, the corporations, you know, Hollywood, the drone industries, the Google feminist book, all of those things, the NSA, the CIA, the TSA, the FBI. Voting on local measures and voting for local politicians, sure, those votes may count. But when it comes to the President of the United States, it does not matter. If you still think the President, and I know some, the Electoral College, and you people are stupider than fuck too. Those of you who are opposed to the Electoral College, it illustrates you have no clue what the fuck the Electoral College is about, why it's there, anything else, which I'm not going to explain today because I don't fucking have time. Again, also, I need the translator, English to retardees. I've read the Constitution. you should fucking try it sometime. All this stuff is in there. Anyway. I was tangenting. What was I supposed to be talking about? Right, you don't elect. Oh yeah, so voting for people. The thing is, if you vote for Hillary Clinton because you're against Donald Trump, the problem is you're not actually voting against Donald Trump. You're voting for Hillary Clinton. Right? With an amendment. We're voting on amendment number 7. You can vote for it or against it. Voting against it doesn't mean that something else happens in its place. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. I'm going to vote for Hillary because I don't like Donald. Okay, but the problem is you get Hillary. That's why there should be a none of the above option. And as I've said before, the way it should work is that if none of the above wins the election, then the position, simply the office, simply isn't filled. And you have to have another, which I know people are going, oh God fucking no. You have to have another election, and none of the candidates in the election where none of the above won would be allowed to run. Just that one thing right there, that one thing, that one change would make democracy more legitimate. But it'll never happen. Because can you imagine how many years the presidency would not have a person there? I mean, can you imagine right now voting none of the above for Hillary and Trump? And then, so let's say that you, so your next election cycle, it's mandated that it has, excuse me, it has to be, say, 4 months to give new candidates time to emerge, get their message out. Yeah. So then in 4 months, we have another election and there's some jackass and some other jackass and the people vote none of the above. And then the Republicans and Democrats, they trot out 2 more jackasses, right? 4 more months, none of the above. Can you imagine how many years it would be before somebody was actually elected president? It'd be glorious. It'd be absolutely glorious. And so anyway, when you're voting for people, that's the problem of voting for people. The problem of voting for people is not the violence part. That's called self-defense. The problem with voting for people is the only way you can vote to protect yourself from Hillary Clinton is by voting for Donald Trump. Again, pretending that the votes actually matter. They don't. Anarcho-capitalist. Why should the anarcho-capitalist vote for Donald Trump? Well, reason number one, the votes don't really matter. So you may think it's aggression, but it's not. Oh, God, I'm brilliant. Voting in the presidential election is violence, kind of the way pointing an unloaded gun at somebody else's violence. It has the appearance of violence. It has the appearance of being a threat, but it doesn't have bullets. Voting in the presidential race is the same way. It has the appearance of being violence, but it's not, because your vote doesn't matter. God, I'm brilliant. Appearance of violence. I hope I can remember all this. Reason number two, you should vote for Donald Trump if you're an anarchist. It's so sad. It's so fucking sad. Oh, to protect yourself from Hillary Clinton. She's still gonna win. But you can hold on to this fantasy a little bit longer that maybe she won't win. Let me write that down. Prolong the fantasy. Hillary will not win. And by win, we mean be crowned. It's kind of like in the Roman Empire, when the army would kill off one emperor and then name somebody else emperor. Because, of course, the army needs an emperor to be the figurehead. It's the same thing with the president of the United States. I mean, the president is not elected by the people. The president is anointed by the military, the military-industrial complex, prison-industrial complex, the corporations, the NSA, so forth and so on, because they need a figurehead. They need somebody they can trot out. They need someone who can talk, and they need somebody they can hide behind. Right, in the same way they've hid behind Obama's black skin for the last 8 years. They will spend the next 4 years, 8 years, hiding behind Hillary's vagina. Reason to vote for Trump, again, pretending your vote matters, is that the corporations, military-industrial complex, NSA, so forth, will have a difficult time hiding behind Trump's orange hair. Be able to hide behind Trump's orange hair. I've talked about this before. I'll just make this point number four. Four, a Republican. He's not even a Republican. I mean, he's Republican in name only. I'll put Republican in quotes. President means that the media will actually pay attention to what the government does. If Donald Trump is as bad as you claim he is, Donald Trump presidency may hasten the decline of the federal government. If you're an anarcho-capitalist and you're not in favor of the elimination of the federal government, not really sure how the fuck you're an anarcho-capitalist, right? That sounds like an anarcho-sissy to me. Okay. If Trump really is so bad, the federal government will decline faster, which is what ANCAPs want. Okay, what else? What do you guys got? You got any reasons why? Okay, you should definitely vote for Trump if you're a white man, because Trump is not out to kill off white men. Heterosexual white men. Again, sorry, it's called self-defense. The left-wing statists, the social justice warriors, they are very clearly on the warpath to... We're still in the demonize phase. The way the evil Nazis... And Donald Trump is literally Hitler. I mean, I saw this picture the other day of Adolf Hitler, and he was wearing shoes on both of his feet. And Donald Trump wears shoes on both of his feet. I mean, Donald Trump is literally Adolf Hitler. It's just unbelievable how much he is Adolf Hitler. The left is in the phase right now of demonizing white men, and they're working on this so they can get it to the point that they can actively start killing white men. And Donald Trump does not appear to hate white men, heterosexual white men, as much as Hillary Clinton does. It's self-defense, guys. All right, I'm trying to think. Seems like there's something else, but it's welcome. Now, in between the brainstorming, that was a pretty good little session right there. I went to the mailbox the other day. I have a post office box. And cleaned it out because I hadn't been there for a while. And you know, this is not political. And there's a bunch of the political mailings in there. So I got these. And I'm like, oh, I can use these for the podcast. I think I did this last year. Now, I've read a couple of these in advance. But most of these I have not read. So this is all cold reading. Now, I have read this one. This one, I got this. This is paid for by Planned Parenthood votes. So we have a little bias here, and that's okay. Everybody is biased. I've said that, and even me. I love it when people, I'm unbiased. No, you're not. There's no such thing as an unbiased human. And if you claim to be unbiased, you are stupider than fuck. Okay. This came from Planned Parenthood. They left this on my door. It says here, Donald Trump and Daryl Glenn are dangerous for women and families in Colorado. I've never heard of Daryl Glenn before. His picture is on here. He's a bald-headed black man. And he is dangerous for women and families. It says here, Donald Trump said, quote, there has to be some form of punishment for women who have an abortion, unquote. Apparently, he said this on MSNBC Hardball with Chris Matthews on 3/30/16. I don't know the context of the quote, but I mean, I disagree with it. As you know, I am pro-abortion. As you know, I have very openly and sincerely said that if I were dictator of America, there would be a law. Any woman who gets pregnant, who is not married, has to get an abortion. It's not an option. I'm tired of this single mother shit. I'm tired of fucking raising your children. I'm tired of you getting all this special treatment. I'm tired of you talking about how fucking strong and independent you are while fucking leeching off of my tax money and the fucking tax money of everybody out there who's producing and creating and has jobs. Just shut the fuck up, you goddamn whore. Shut the fuck up. I want more abortions. I want mandatory abortions for unwed mothers. It has nothing to do with God. There is no God. That people say, well, I've gone through this before. Is it alive? Of course it's alive. It has fucking biological activity. Is it conscious? I don't fucking know. It might be, it might not be. It depends when you, but I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care. I want every unmarried woman to be forced to get an abortion. I don't give a shit if it's murder or not. As long as we live in a state of society. Now, when we're in Ancapadice and you're not married and you get pregnant, I don't give a flying fuck because I don't have to pay for it. But I didn't fuck these women. I'm tired of raising their fucking kids for them. And their kids are growing to be fucked up. Again, the statistics, they're out there. The children of single parents, mothers and fathers, but most single parents are mothers. The children of single parents are fucked up in the head. They're more likely to be criminals. They're more likely to be stupid. They're more likely to be all the fucking bad things in life. Okay? It's time for the mandatory fucking abortions. So I disagree that there should be punishment for women who have an abortion, but I don't give a shit. Because what I'm building up to is basically, if Planned Parenthood is against Donald Trump and Daryl Glenn, that's why I'm going to vote for them, because I despise everything that Planned Parenthood is. I'd never heard of Daryl Glenn until I got this piece of paper. I am going to vote for Daryl Glenn. Yes, I'm going to initiate violence. I am going to do violence. And I am going to vote for Daryl Glenn specifically and only because Planned Parenthood wants me to not vote for him. That's it. That's the only reason. I am doing it because of my intense hatred for Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood has come after my fucking tax money and my fucking freedom. And that is the initiation of aggression. And I am going to vote for Daryl Glenn as a way to fire back at them in self-defense. Next quote from Donald Trump. Quote, I don't want to sound too much like a chauvinist, but when I come home and dinner's not ready, I go through the roof, unquote. He said this on ABC News. Yes, when you have a wife, she stays at home, you're out working, you come home, dinner should fucking be ready. What was she doing all day long? And it's not even, like, his wife doesn't cook dinner, they have maids. Do you really think Donald Trump's wife sits around in the kitchen all day making dinner? No, Yes. If you're a man and you're married and she stays at home and you're out working, when you get home, the motherfucking dinner should be ready. If it's not, you can fucking tell the bitch what the fuck's up. You know what? If you're a woman and you have a job, you shouldn't be in the workplace, but that's a different topic. If you're a woman and you go to work 40 hours a week and you have a man and the man stays home and he takes care of the house, which is, I'm totally fine with that. I'd love to find me some little wife who wants to go out and work 40 fucking hours a week in a goddamn cubicle, make six figures while I stay at home and have a great life. I'd love that. I'd fucking love that. You women, you're so fucking stupid. You bought this shit. Getting a job is the path to fulfillment. You women are so dumb. You bought that shit. I would love to stay home. Clean house. Oh my God. Cook dinner. I love cooking. I would love that. And when she comes home, I would have dinner ready. Because, seriously, if the woman goes out and works 40 hours a week and there's a man, they're married, he stays home, when she gets home, he should be responsible to have fucking dinner ready. The person who stays the fuck home needs to prepare the fucking food. It's not that goddamn hard to understand. Again, look at this is like Planned Parenthood has years of Donald Trump quotes that they can use. This is a big deal to them that Donald Trump expects to fucking come home from working 40 hours a fucking week and he expects some food. Wow, what a fucking pig. Look how fat all the women are in Planned Parenthood. I bet when they get home, I bet some fucking food is ready. This is what Daryl, these are the Daryl Glenn quotes. Quote, listen up, Planned Parenthood, dot, 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 which means that they removed something relevant to take this out of context. I will vote to defund you, unquote. Okay, Daryl Glenn says he's going to vote to defund Planned Parenthood. He's going to vote to spend less government money. That government money comes from my taxes. Daryl's going to give less of my taxes to Planned Parenthood. He has my vote. Right there. Done. Quote, Donald Trump and Daryl Glenn want to defund Planned Parenthood, blocking thousands of women from access to birth control and life-saving cancer screenings, unquote. Rewire, Colorado Springs Independent. Yes, because the only place you can get cancer screening is Planned Parenthood. Now, why aren't you getting cancer screening from your doctor? Obamacare passed. The Affordable Health Care Act was enacted. Healthcare is now affordable. You should be able to get cancer screenings from your doctor. And as for access to women to birth control, well, no. You still have birth control. You still have condoms. You still have abstinence. You still have anal sex. You still have IUDs. You still have birth control pills. You still have day after pill. This thing about, nobody's taking your fucking birth, and you're also just fat and ugly, and you have a terrible personality, which is the best birth. Again, girls, I'm telling you, the best birth control accessible to you is your personality. Just when a man wants to have sex with you, just talk to him for like 15 minutes. Let him see your true personality. Just don't lie. Don't fake it. Like, take down the front and just be the person you actually are. Most of you women will never get sex. No man will fuck you once he knows what a stupid cunt you are. There's your best birth control right there, is your personality. And there's nothing Daryl Glenn and Donald Trump can do to take that away from you. Quote, Glenn is so extreme a word that doesn't mean anything. He'd make abortion illegal even in cases of rape and incest, unquote. Colorado Right to Life blog. Ooh, it was on the internet. It must be true. Now, that may be true, but see, Daryl Glenn is not the dictator of the United States. I mean, just because he would, he can't. He's one person. He doesn't get to make abortion illegal for rape and incest. It doesn't matter what he would do. He would do this. He would. It doesn't fucking matter what people would do. It only matters what they do. Don't let Trump and Glenn turn back the clock on women's health. Shut up, you whores. All right, what do we got here? Hillary Clinton is for sale to the corporate lobbyist. Oh, okay. What? More reasons to vote for Donald Trump. I remembered them now. Where'd my pen go? Reason number 7, vote for Trump. Wouldn't you love it if all the people who said they're going to leave the United States if Trump wins actually left? I mean, come on, again, if you're really an anarcho-capitalist and not a fucking anarcho-faggot sissy, you're going to tell me that you would not want the most hardcore left-wing statist fucking collectivist cocksuckers in the United States to actually leave the country? No. People leave if Trump wins. Now, of course, none of them are going to actually leave because none of the people saying this have the integrity to follow through on this promise. It's not a promise, it's just whining. None of them have the integrity to truly leave if Donald Trump wins. But if they did, that would bring us much, much closer to anarcho-capitalism. These are the most anti-capitalist, anti-freedom, anti-thought, anti-speech people on the planet. Add another one there. Oh, yes! Electoral College. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Trump got more popular votes than Hillary, but Hillary won because of the Electoral College? Because remember, when Bush won because of the Electoral College, but Al Gore got more votes, remember how all the left-wing statists made these declarations about how we must get rid of the Electoral College? It's outdated. Wouldn't it be beautiful? Because then you could go to them and say, so, are you still in favor of getting rid of the Electoral College? Wins popular. Hillary wins electoral. Electoral. Number 9. What was number 9? Oh, number 9. The reason to vote for Trump. Just look at the people who want Hillary, and look at the people who dislike Trump, and look at what scum they are. I mean, they are the basket of inferiors. And wouldn't you like to be able to gloat about a Trump victory to them? I mean, how much fun would that be? I need another piece of paper. Number 10, the triggering. Can you imagine the triggering if Donald Trump were to win the election? Number 11, he is not a politician. Now, I know he knows a lot of politicians. He's friends with a lot of politicians. I know he's a scumbag. I didn't say he's not a scumbag. I said he's not a politician. I know that politician and the word scumbag are virtually interchangeable. And by virtually, I mean they are. But he's not a politician. Hillary Clinton is for sale to the corporate lobbyist approved by Washington insiders. According to this thing that showed up in my mailbox, J.P. Morgan Chase. This is Hillary Clinton has raised from her four biggest wall. So contributions to Hillary Clinton. J.P. Morgan Chase, $990,000. Citigroup, $977,000. Goldman Sachs, $936,000. Morgan Stanley, $920,000. How can Hillary fight for us when she sold out to them? How can Hillary please the American people when she couldn't please her husband? Right? Senators and blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump can't be bought. Well, I have news for you. Everybody can be bought, including me. Again, as soon as somebody says, like, there's no price, nobody could buy me out. You are a lying motherfucker. Guy, I'm serious. You give me $1 million, I will come on this podcast. I will praise Hillary Clinton. I'll praise communist. Whatever you tell me. You give me $1 million and you tell me what you want my political beliefs to be on this podcast. You give me $1 million, you tell me, do you want me to be a GOBTKKK ally and talk about how the Democrats are saviors and all white men are inherently... I don't give a fuck. You give me $1 million, I will say anything you want me to say. Because what about your integrity? No, you know, when $1 million, I don't have integrity anymore. Because for $1 million, I can come on this podcast 3 times a week, how long is this show, Randy? 52 minutes. I can come on this podcast for 52 minutes, 3 times a week, and I will fucking say anything you want me to say for $1 million. I can fucking be bought. Every motherfucker on the planet Earth can be bought. Any cocksucking motherfucker who tells you they can't be bought is a lying, cocksucking motherfucker. Donald Trump can't be bought. That is a lie. On day one, he'll turn Washington upside down. No, he will not. On day one, he'll drink a lot of booze and he'll make a lot of speeches that have been pre-written by people who are not him. And then the government, the CIA and the NSA and I will come by and they'll explain to him, Donald, you're going to do what the fuck we tell you, or we're going to put a bullet in you, just like we did Kennedy and just like we did Reagan. That's what's going to fucking happen on day one. Nothing's going to turn upside down. The only thing that turned upside down on day one is me walking around gloating to every cocksucker who said they were going to leave the country if Donald Trump gets elected, and me asking them, so when are you going to get the fuck out? Do you need me to save any boxes for you? Do you want me to come help you pack? Because you can get the fuck out anytime now. One thing in this election is for sure, Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a businessman who's constructed dozens of skyscrapers. Well, he paid people to construct them, but okay, I get what you're saying. Built a booming business and employs tens of thousands of Americans, most of whom are going to vote Democrat, unfortunately, because many of them are there because of affirmative action. In a Trump admission, corporate lobbyists are out. Now, there's no way in hell that's true. It's just not. Donald Trump is not going to go in there and never talk to a lobbyist from a corporation. That is just unrealistic. It is untrue. No. And I don't know, are you dumb enough that the people who wrote this, are they dumb enough to think this is true, or are they just lying? Our generation gets prepared to lead America into the 21st century and politics as usual ends. No, even trust me, if Trump is elected, there will be massive triggering. There will be tantrums. I will fucking be like stricken with joy and laughter. I may even get fired from a couple of jobs for showing up and telling people to go fuck them. But politics, as usual, will not end. That's not going to happen. What do I got here? Hillary Clinton's Supreme Court will transform our country. Liberal judges who legislate from the bench. Yeah, because we don't have any of those. Zero regard for personal freedoms and liberty. Oh, you mean like indefinite detention of American citizens and TSA agents touching your ball sack in the airport? We already have that. A liberal agenda that lasts a generation. We already have that. Donald Trump won't let our Supreme Court get hijacked by liberal judges. Donald Trump believes Supreme Court justices should abide by conservative values, not that those are all that much better, and uphold our constitutional rights. If your rights come from the Constitution, then you don't really have any rights. Rights don't come from the Constitution. Rights don't fucking exist. That's why you never hear me use the word rights except either ridicule it or to make retard speak or when someone says there's no such thing as rights. The only rights you have are the rights you can defend. That doesn't mean legislating a liberal partisan agenda from the bench. Donald Clump has a clear vision for our nation's highest court. Really? Would that involve 9 bullets in their heads? And has already released a list of 21 highly respected legal scholars who will preserve the very core of our country and take on difficult and thoughtful decisions to make our country greater than before. Really? So these 21 highly respected, it doesn't say who they're respected by, legal scholars, they're going to make decisions that make our country greater than before. So how is this going to work? Is this going to, what these 21 are going to make decisions? So they're going to make laws? You're going to make the country great with laws? You can't, that's like, we're going to tax ourselves into prosperity. You can't make the country greater than before with laws. This doesn't work. What the fuck does this mean? This makes no fucking sense. Thoughtful decisions to make our country. No. 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 This is like Obama's National Civilian Defense Force. What the fuck does this even mean?